Good morning.
My name's Charlie Hunt. I'm chairman of the Board of Prison Health Systems, and we're very happy to have everyone here, regardless of your role. And there are some different roles in here today. We're grateful that you've taken time out of your busy day to spend a few minutes with us and help us try to move forward on a project that we all perhaps think is necessary. We have the room until midnight, but probably we're just with very short, nothing to worry about. We just want to let everyone here, regardless of whether you're from this county or somewhere else, know how we kind of feel about this project. And to start the thing off, I'm going to ask our mayor, Jared Byford, if he would tell us a little about what he thinks about this project.
Well, I just, you know, as the mayor of the city of Marion, I just want to thank everyone for their role in this to try to save our hospital. And not, I'm just repeating how important our hospital is to our little community. I mean, we have great service, great care, dependable people that I visit, you know, whenever I need something. It's just an asset to our community, and we do not want to lose it. So thank you very much for every effort that you may be putting into it to help us keep our community hospital. I just want to say thank you very much.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
Judge Newcomb, would you care to add to that?
Sure, and I'll come up here and say, hey, all
right,
I didn't get stuck in the middle like that, like Mayor did, so... thank you, Charlie, for asking me to come up and say a few words. I want to thank everybody for being here. Obviously, we've got school systems represented here. We've got industry. We've got local business, all of whom this facility provides a vital and important service for. And without it, we would hurt drastically as a rural community. As we all know, rural health care is changing drastically throughout America. Unfortunately, sometimes for the worst, we want to make it for the better. And we want to make sure this facility sustains itself and continues to provide the vital service for our community that it has for the past 40-plus years. And we're looking forward to that going into the future and at least going 40 years or beyond, hopefully. And that, I hope, is what everyone here in this room is looking to do and looking to achieve. And however we can best achieve that is what we're interested in. And I thank RHG for their interest. Obviously, they've been here for, several months now?
A year.
And done an outstanding job for our community and for our facility. And just thank them for everything they've done. And thank you.
Thank you. When someone mentions the hospital and the need for it in this county, we all see the health care need, but we also need to understand the economic impact that it has. There's a lot of good jobs here, a lot of high-paying jobs, and the economic impact is important. If someone says things are changing in the hospital business, I don't think anybody would disagree with that. But I also think that most everyone in this room would think about the last 10 or 15 years, how it's changed. Well, if we go back 100 years, we find several hospitals, lots of hospitals in this country that don't offer food service. They don't offer laundry service. If you want your family member on clean sheets, you clean them. That's how it was. So the Depression came along. Most nurses, most RNs worked in homes. But since the money was forced out of the homes, they came to hospitals. Then in 1940, a local group of Marion citizens, Crittenden County citizens, bought a home in Marion, Kentucky, and called it Crittenden County Hospital. And there was I don't actually remember a red letter day, but on April 13th, 1951, well, if I read the newspaper article, it says, Mr. and Mrs. John A. Hunt proudly announced the birth of their son, Charles Kenneth. They didn't know me very well, that's why they were proud, and no, nothing about the Kenneth if you can keep from doing it. I actually have the bill here. My mother spent 9 days in the hospital, and including the 50 cent baby bracelet, which was, I thought, overpriced, the entire cost was $82.85. And that's 9 days in the hospital. That's $5.75 a day. Have things changed in the hospital business? Yes. Has it been a struggle in the last generation to keep this hospital here and viable? Yes. We're trying to take a baby step forward here today. We're wanting the USDA, we're wanting Stone Bank, we're wanting RHG, Rural Hospital Group, to understand how much we think of your efforts here, and we hope that we can move forward with this. We're not trying to accomplish everything today. Today, I could have every person stand up and introduce yourself and tell who you are, but I'm going to put it on you. I want you to introduce yourself to anybody here you don't know. I've actually introduced myself to a couple of people today that work in Marion. One at least. Now she knows that I'm the father of her ace teacher. And I told her that from now on I'm known as Kim Vince's father. That was, I have no identity left. So, I'm not going to take your time. I want everybody to understand how much we appreciate you putting your effort into the day. And we would like for you to actually shake everybody's hand, just like an old Baptist. But just take everybody's hand, tell them who you are. And at this particular point in time, unless RHG, Trent, would you like to say a few words?
I'm not necessarily.
Larry? Okay.
Please.
Thanks, Charlotte. Yeah, we really appreciate you organizing this event today. And, you know, you pretty much hit on it, and that is that rural hospitals are struggling. There's a lot of headwinds. You know, there a lot of people don't realize there's 4,600 hospitals in the United States. About 2,200 of those are in rural areas. In the last 12 years, we've seen 120 hospitals close. In the last 3 years, the average has been about 15 hospitals a year have closed. I've worked in healthcare for 40 years almost, and that's why I got Trent and Daryl and Terry, because one of these days I might need some of this care that we're talking about giving. And, you know, I just, in my career, I've worked with about 800 hospitals in the U.S., and about 600 of those hospitals have been rural hospitals. And I've seen the transformation from the beginning of my career to now, and there are a lot of severe headwinds that we're facing. But our idea is to basically develop a system of rural hospitals that are interested in providing care locally. A lot of large hospitals have gotten into rural health care, and what they've done it for is basically send us your patients. That's really what we're interested in. We're not necessarily interested in the economics of you taking care of them there, because if we get more patients in the city, we have a bigger base, we can drive our costs down, and we can basically make more money. Our idea is that basically we start with a group of hospitals. Not all hospitals are going to be up at all times, and not all hospitals are going to be down at all times. And so what happens is you have a balancing effect of the ones that are up at the time helping the ones that are down at the time. And you can create some efficiencies with some of the back office functions that normally you have to go out and contract with to an accounting firm, a legal firm, for other specialty purposes that you can provide in-house. So it's that idea that we build our foundation for building a system on. And so we're very interested in this hospital. As I mentioned to one of our physicians earlier, we're not interested in buying every rural hospital because not all of them are going to make it, and we understand that. You got to have a solid foundation with the community, with a good hospital structure, with good employees, with good docs. If you start with those fundamentals, then you're gonna have a good chance of survival in the future if we add these other elements of a system into it. And so again, we understand that, you know, we're investors in an opportunity, but we're not necessarily the recipients of what our investments are most directly. That is, the people that use the hospital are. and we view it that way. This is still going to be Crittenden County's hospital. We're just going to be stewards, hopefully, of that hospital. And that's the way we look at it. So we appreciate, Charlie, you having us here, and I'll be happy to answer any questions anybody has, but again, we thank you for the opportunity.
Does anybody have a particular question? That's the way we are. We've kind of passed the point where we can form a good question these days. Lynn, as the representative of state government, would you like to add a little something to the conversation? We depend on the state a lot to not give us unfunded mandates and all that kind of stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about. My first comment is the people in Marion should have known about you keeping your mom in the hospital for 9 days.
9 days?
I mean, that's...
Hey, look at me, you know?
That's pretty good.
He was 4'11".
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were probably what?
Oh, well, 16 pounds.
Nevertheless.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie. I want to thank the board, Charlie, RSG, for all the work they've done to keep the hospital. I mean, things have been mentioned about, you know, health care, about the economic vitality that we need. But one thing that comes to mind that I don't think I've heard too much about in the past is there's a sense of pride in a community that has a hospital. I mean, there are rural hospitals in Kentucky that have closed in the past year or two. They just can't afford to do it. And in the legislature, you know, I deal with folks from all over the state. And they're kind of down about that. So I think the fact that we are able to have a hospital in the community, in addition to the economic benefits, in addition to the health benefits, in addition to probably keeping kids that graduate from school to stay here, maybe we give them a push to get into the medical field. That's all important, but I think there is a very, very important pride component to it, too. Now, as Charles mentioned, I'm Lynn Beckwith.
I'm Larry Arthur. See how it works?
as Larry mentioned, you know, there's a healthcare crisis in the country, not just Kentucky. And we in rural areas are suffering it more than most. I mean, we have a very small county. You know, the county is, what, 9,000, 9,200 people, something like that. And it is unusual for a county of our size to be able to have a quality hospital here. So it's very important. I just want to thank everybody. You can tell by the cross-section of people and areas that they represent that are here how important it really is. I want to thank you all for coming. And since we have till 12:30 and I am a politician, just sit back and relax. I got a couple things to say. No, in all seriousness, I just want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank the Rural Health Group. Charlie is the chair of the committee. Everybody associated with this, the physicians who've been behind it, making sure that not just to their benefit, but to the benefit of the community, that the hospital stays open. So thank you very much. I won't promise that you'll never get an unfunded mandate. I can promise you that I work hard against that. But thank you all for being here, Charlie. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Sure, I might mention one other thing, and that is we have representatives of the USDA here, and our bank is here, and so the USDA we've worked with in a number of states, Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, and really they are a key element in us being able to make this work. And so we appreciate USDA coming down for this meeting. I know that they have a lot going on these days, and they're going through some change also, and we just appreciate them being here for this meeting, because without a doubt, USDA has been one of the best federal agencies we've ever worked with, and we really appreciate their support.
Happy to have them with us today. We also have representatives of the Family Practice Clinic. Anybody have anything to add. I know that, Dr. James sits on the board. We have several board members here today, and we're grateful for all the effort that they've put forth. We have some employees here, Stuart, Donetta, Andy. There's three here, right? We're glad to have you all here, too, and we hope that we can, in the future, give you the stability in your lives that you deserve, that we can give you reward for your hard work, and that we hope that our community hospital is going to have a longer life because of this step. So, anything else at this particular point? It's now meet and greet and eat the cookies. So, thank you all for coming. We appreciate your support.